Penzoy, yes, I mean, of Oi's band, do you hear me?
For I compose the music of the night.
Put another nickel in the Nickelodeon. All I want is having you and music, music, music.
Groupies sleep with rock stars because they want to be near someone famous. We're here because of the music. We are Band-Aids.
Let's open up the club. Samantha Fisher from Play It Forward joins us. A little local music. Get to that. Also find out what's going on with Play It Forward. Excuse me. It's a chicken. And Slam and Sammy Sound joins us now. How are you?
I'm good, my dear. How are you?
Good. Good.
Thanks for having us.
Been a while. When's the last time you graced us with your presence in the studio?
It was 2 weeks ago, dear.
It just always seems like a long. Doesn't seem like it's been forever since...
It's
Sammy.
Always good to see you.
It's
Sam.
Always good to see you too, dear.
Came back to the roost. All right, well, let's talk about Play It Forward. What's going on? What's going on with the Carney Show drumline?
Ooh.
Did you get them yet?
No, but we've come up with a brilliant idea. Drum roll.
Josh, that's your job.
I don't have one of those.
All right, then. I'll just continue.
So we don't have the drums yet. That's the point.
That's the problem. So we had a board meeting the other night for Play It Forward, and one of my board members, Kevin Mitchell, came up with a great idea. Basically, we're going to find a venue, and we're going to invite a bunch of drummers, and we're going to do a drum-off.
That sounds horrifying.
I know, doesn't it? I love it. So we're just going to have a bunch of drummers come, and we're just going to focus on that, maybe a $25 cover. Thought maybe you'd like to MC it. I was going to talk to you about that after the show, but since we're on air.
Put them on the spot right here, right now.
I usually do.
All of St. Louis is going, I ordered that pizza like an hour ago. I don't know what happened. See, because all the drummers are doing the...
Anyway, so lots of details, and we haven't really put it all together yet, but we thought that was kind of a unique, creative way to bring a bunch of drummers together in one space, and...
Well, you can do holdover cells, I think, is actually what that's called.
Or that.
I think he could enter, too. John could enter, being the...
How much money do you
percussion
need?
Percussion major.
We need about $3,000. I think we can pull it off for about $3,000.
Can I just give you the money?
Yeah, you can do that too. That'd be great. And then we'll move on to the next project.
Okay, talking to the board. And I think Carney's kids might get this done. Whatever you don't get. We'll
really?
Cover the rest of it.
Wow. Okay. Well, that's awesome news. Thank you.
Done.
Good. We really want that drum line for those beautiful children.
It's coming.
So. Sweet.
What else are you looking for?
Well... All kinds of stuff. We need some violins. We need some
buy them. What's next?
Cellos.
We're trying to get the listeners involved, John. You can't buy everything.
All right. Well,
our listeners have been great. And we do have a GoFundMe site on playitforwardstl.org. Please, everybody. I mean, $5, $10, $20, whatever you want to do would be great. We also are going to launch around tax season to encourage people to donate $20.15 to celebrate 2015. So we'll get to that maybe next week. So thank you for the drum line.
It's done.
So excited.
I'm so excited.
I am.
I'm not kidding. I just wanted to have that conversation with some people before I actually told you. So I kind of had to bite my tongue. But yeah, we'll do the rest of it.
Awesome. Okay? Yay. Kip Inspired Academy.
Are people going to be seeing you guys? Are there any fundraisers that we needed to plug in?
Well, you can if you can bear the weather on Saturday and you can find us down in that hot mess of a Mardi Gras. Parade celebration will be on the corner of 9th and Carroll, which is basically right behind the Soulard Farmers Market.
How does Carol feel about that?
She's excited. She's ready. She's bringing chicken.
Okay, just checking.
Okay. So we are going to sell beer and Hurricane adult beverages. Please be 21 if you approach our booth because we're pretty brutal about that. We don't serve minors. And the proceeds will benefit Play It Forward. We're in it to win it. It's going to be brutal. We don't care.
Yeah. All right. Well, I know you'll fight the good fight. And if they go to playforwardstl.org, more information there about what's going on.
Yeah. You. And this is our 9th year with Mardi Gras. So we're veterans on this parade and party. We know how to pull it off. And, of course, March 13th with Dr. Chevegas and the Well Hungarians under one roof, one concert. will also be a benefit for Play It Forward. Cool. We should get Dr. Z and John in here to do a little sample of John doing pop and Frankie doing some country.
Yeah, I'm really interested. I forgot that they were
the other switching it up
for the evening. That's
yeah, that's going to be fun. And I've seen John do some pop stuff before, but I've never seen Frankie do anything country at all. So I'm very interested to see how this is going to go. I think it's going to be great.
Cool. We'll talk more about that when we get closer. But also, you like to turn us on to some local sounds, area musicians, and give them some love. So let's do some of that. Who do you got going?
One of my favorite St. Louis artists who took off last year, a couple years ago, went to Portland, but just returned to St. Louis recently, Daniel Honeybaked Ham. This guy is just an amazing talent, a good friend of mine. I just love him. I'm really happy he's back in St. Louis.
Funny thing is, he's a Jewish kid. It's where's the drummer? Where'd the drummer go? Jewish kid. Thank you.
Nothing but talent from this young man. And I just think he's just extremely, just a very kind, loving person. And you can catch him, if you can make it through the crowd, Mardi Gras Day, Saturday, on the corner. Well, right outside the shanty on 9th and Allen. And he's just going to be doing some street stuff with an upright bass player, Jake Boogieman. And it's one of my tracks from him. It's called Change My Ways.
Boogieman Flapjack with your Honey Baked Ham. Is this on?
Love it.
Along with Jake Boogieman performing for you there. All right, next up, I imagine someone else we're going to catch at Soulard.
Gumbo Head. Well, it's just, you know, there's not a Mardi Gras without the boys from Gumbo Head. But on Saturday, March 8th, 2100 Locust, the Shafley Stout and Oyster Festival. This band starts at 6 p.m. It's an all-ages event. And it's good stuff. I love the festival with the oysters. They bring in, like, I don't know, 60 different flavors of oysters and mega amounts of stout and craft beers. And you can catch Gumbo Head. You can also look at them online, gumbohead.com, for their full schedule. And tonight, Andy Coco will be down at the Broadway Oyster Bar kicking off Funk Fest, which will be the 10th annual Funk Fest. And this year it's going to be a little bit different. It's a fundraiser, too, for a documentary that he's going to be putting together about St. Louis music, music in the city, the history, and Play It Forward will be involved in that little documentary as well. So we're blessed to be invited to be a part of that. I'm loving it.
Cool. So we're going out with Gumbo Head?
We are. Party down.
Out we go. And Sam, have a good time down at Mardi Gras.
Thank you.
We'll see you soon. PlayItForwardSCL.org, too, for more information. And Ed Asner coming up next on The Carney Show. We're gonna